94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not his, your job.
I want to be like doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
All right, so Ken's here. He's one of our listeners, and he is going to tell us what his salary is. And then we're going to ask him some yes or no questions to try to help you out. Then you have to call in and guess what he does. Today, if you get the job right, you're getting a 4-pack of passes to Von Thun Farms Fall Festival. It's that time of year. First day of fall today. First full day of fall today. It runs weekends through November 2nd. You can get lost in the Sesame Street corn maze, the hayride, apple cider donuts, apple blasters, corn cannons. So much fun. It's an affordable fun. It's affordable fun for the whole family. Plus, you can pick pumpkins and apples. I love this time of year. It's in South Brunswick. You can order your tickets online at Von Thun Farms. That is a mouthful. Von Thun Farms. Okay. Von Thun Farms. Go to VonThunFarms.com. All right, Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great.
Good. Okay, so you know the game. You're going to tell us what your salary is, your yearly salary, and then we have to guess what you do based on some clues. We'll ask you some yes or no questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so right here, right out of the gate, tell us what your salary is, yearly salary. Don't say anything else.
All right. I make $74,000 a year.
Okay.
Locked in there.
That's a healthy salary. $74,000 a year. All right. I'm going to go first, Joe. Is this a physical job?
Yes, it can be.
Okay.
Okay. Does your job have a uniform?
Yes.
Yes to a uniform, and it's physical. Do you deliver stuff?
Good question.
I do not deliver things.
I thought I had you on that one.
Okay, does not deliver things. Do you work from home?
No.
Yeah,
I should have known if he had a uniform.
So.
I feel like I blew.
Joe,
yeah,
you just
yeah.
wasted a question. Do you travel out of the area for your job?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Travel.
This is it. Make it good.
Do you interact with the public?
Mm. Yes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. Those are some decent clues for you. Do me a favor, Ken. Hold on. We're going to open the phone, see if our listeners can guess what your job is, and then you're going to come back and reveal, okay?
He's on hold.
All right.
Can't be my usual guess of stripper. I guess it could be.
I think do strippers make more than $74,000 a year?
If you're good, you make more. But no, I might. So far, it is physical. He has a uniform, which could come off.
But doesn't
I didn't have to be uniform.
I kind of thought right off the bat he was like FedEx or UPS or something like that, but he says he doesn't deliver stuff, so that kind of shoots my guess there.
Doesn't work from home. Travels a little bit for work.
And has a uniform and travels.
Yeah. Stripper.
Is he a pilot? All right. You know what? What's your guess? 609 Station. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. We're trying to figure this out. I thought I had it all figured out, and then the clues kind of threw me off. All right. So Ken, one of our listeners, told us he makes $74,000 a year. And then we asked him some yes or no questions to kind of get you closer. And the clues were, it is a physical job. He does wear a uniform. But here's where I got thrown off. I was like, oh, do you deliver stuff? Thought I had it. He was like, nope. Doesn't work at home. Does travel for the job. We're not sure exactly what that means, but does travel. And he does work with the public.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of people calling in here. Karen is in East Windsor. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess? What do you think his job is?
I think that he is a paramedic or an EMT.
Good one. All right, hang on the line in case you're right, because maybe you'll win those fall festival passes, all right? Hang on. All right, let's go to Jake and Delran. Jake, what's your guess?
So I went with a Domino's store manager because when you asked him, does he deliver stuff? He said, I do not deliver stuff, which insinuates someone else.
Got it.
Delivers stuff.
You caught it. You caught a specific hint there. And because of the uniform thing, Domino's versus a local pizza shop, Domino's has those
uniforms.
You'd
have that shirt on.
That blue shirt.
That's not a bad guess.
It delivers to my house frequently.
Do me a favor. Hang on, Jake. We'll stick you on hold there. Miles is in Morrisville. What are you guessing here, Miles?
Yeah, I think he's probably a flight attendant.
Flight attendant? But okay. Wait, did... Oh, no, he did say he traveled.
He did say he travels, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let me go to the app chat here. Let's see. M in Hamilton says front desk at a hotel.
Okay, uniform.
But travel, though? Let's see.
Works for travelers.
Quincy, true. Quincy in Borden, Quincy in Burlington says a railroad conductor.
Okay.
That's interesting. Public. Works with the public. Yeah, I would get that. Let's see. Who else? Berta in Hatboro says we think he's a mobile mechanic.
Oh, that would make sense. We have one that comes here. Mm-hmm. Our friends at All American come here sometimes.
Yeah. Debbie in Hamilton, again, flight attendant. Lynn's in Merchantville says, I think he's a salesperson for a company, works in an office, but goes on business trips to get sales, things like that. All right. These are good guesses.
All right. He's
Let's
back.
Bring him back on. Hey, Ken, have you heard your job yet? Don't reveal yet, but has somebody guessed it?
Yes. Somebody has guessed it.
No. Okay.
Well, that narrows it down. I don't like when Chris has that because it makes it like...
I want to know before we get there.
It like cheats for her and I. That's my point.
All right, Ken, tell us. What's your job?
All right, guys. I am a train conductor with SEPTA.
No way. Oh, my. You've probably had Joe on your trains.
I've probably misbehaved on one of your trains.
What a cool job.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I've been there for about 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for calling. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:30. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Were you watching Monday Night Football last night? The Ravens were playing the Lions. And before the game, Jason Kelce was playing the saxophone, the baritone sax, with the Ravens marching band. Who knew he could play the saxophone?
I didn't know that. I did know this. I just don't know. Well,
apparently he played in high school and has kind of kept up with it a little bit afterwards.
He talked about it on like the podcast.
Take a listen to this. I mean, obviously he's with the whole band.
Yeah.
But he is tooting on that saxophone. You can see it. We've got the video posted for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story, and it's on the 94.5 PST app too. They were doing, you know, the theme song, the Monday Night Countdown theme song. He was in full marching band uniform. I was loving it. At first I was like, wait, is that Jason Kelce?
He's got time because his ESPN talk show got canceled, so he's got some time.
Oh, boy. And then, I mean, was I the only one who thought, is he really playing that, or is he just, like, pretending to play?
Why would he pretend?
That's for someone who played in high school and sort of keeps up with it. He would have had to have practiced for that, I would think, right? Well, he's got the time, I guess.
Yeah, he's got nothing else
Although
going.
Although he's got four kids.
Yeah, well, I think Kylie does most of that.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
I love this time of day. Because I made a mistake on a button before and Chris made fun of me. So now I get to watch her struggle, hopefully, in a pop culture quiz, right?
We'll see.
We go to Cherry Hill for Josh, who I think you're out for revenge, right, Josh?
I am.
Because you lost last time you took on Chris.
I lost over a Justin Bieber question.
Oh. Oof. Okay. Well, that's okay, because I will tell you already, there are no Justin Bieber questions today. Okay, Josh?
All right, I'm not mad.
You're in the clear.
All right, Chris.
I'm out of here. You do your thing. You answer the questions first, then I'll come back and answer the same three. We'll see who gets the most right, okay?
All right.
All right, good luck.
All right, Josh, Chris get out of here. And now that Chris is out of the room, your quiz starts now. Here we go, Josh. Question number one. Pete Davidson was spotted at the Eagles game on Sunday. Is Pete Davidson an active cast member on Saturday Night Live right now?
He is not. Lock that in.
All right, we're going to lock that in. There we go. Question number one. Question number two. James Vanderbeek's ongoing health issues forced him to miss the reunion for an iconic show that he was a part of in the late 90s. It aired on the WB. What show was James Vanderbeek on?
That's Dawson's Creek.
Lock it in. And the third and final question. There's been a lot of buzz about an album titled Am I the Drama? It dropped on Friday. What music star released that album?
Cardi B. Lock it in.
Lock it in. All right, Josh. Confident three answers locked in. Our Can't Be Chris this morning, powered by our friends at Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week, brunch Saturdays and Sundays, happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Online, alsairportin.com. Al's, it is where the locals go. Hello, my local, Chris Rollins.
It's also where we're having our Taylor Swift listening party on Thursday, October 2nd. Everybody get there.
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Yeah. We started putting together a bunch of stuff out. All right, you ready, Chris?
A lot of fun. Yes,
you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go, Chris. Your quiz starts now. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Question number one. Pete Davidson was spotted on the sidelines of the Eagles game on Sunday. Is he an active member of Saturday Night Live right now?
Nope.
You both said no? You're both correct. Oh,
okay.
There we go. You're both correct. There we go. All right. Question number two. James Vanderbeek's ongoing health issues forced him to miss the reunion for an iconic show that he was part of in the late 90s, though he did make a Zoom appearance.
Yeah.
It aired on the WB. What show was that?
Dawson's Creek.
You both said Dawson's Creek, and you're both correct. Cook them down to this final question. And, Chris, I'm going to put a little pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I'm going to reveal already. You got the third question correct.
Oh, geez. You got 100%, mm-hmm. huh?
So, Josh, if Chris gets it wrong, a little bit of drama here. Here we go.
Oh,
comes
man.
Down to this. There's been a lot of buzz about an album titled Am I the Drama? It dropped on Friday, Chris. Name the music star that released the album Am I the Drama?
Cardi B.
Oh,
you knew that?
Josh knew that.
Good job.
Good job, Josh.
Wow.
No Bieber here. A tie. In fact, you could both walk away calling this a win, honestly. Ties technically go to the house, but besides
that. But you don't have to say the phrase of shame.
No phrase of shame there, Josh. Good job.
There you go.
For playing along today, we got you a pair of tickets to see Lorde when she brings the ultrasound tour to Philly's Xfinity Mobile Arena. You may remember that as the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are mostly sold out, but you can win them all week with PST.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Got lots of Wicked news for you this morning. So the final trailer for Wicked for Good is expected to drop sometime tomorrow. We don't exactly know what time, but you got to keep an eye on, you know, the movie's social media. So what are we, like 50-some days away, Joe? I know you're excited.
58 is if my count is right.
How many times did you watch the first one? Seven?
No. You
were in the movie theaters
story.
At least four.
I went to the movie theaters four times to see it because it is a very good movie.
I'm not saying anything.
Good
I'm
movie.
Just, remember, you were the one who wasn't even going to see it at the beginning.
I know.
And
I,
then you ended up going like four
I'm
times.
I'm one of those people that likes to admit I was wrong.
No, you don't.
I was wrong. It's a great movie.
So we're hearing the tickets for opening weekend could be going on sale soon at like the major theaters like AMC, Regal, you know, like cinemas like that. So we'll keep you posted. Cynthia Erivo just confirmed in an interview this week that Dorothy is going to be in the movie, but we're not going to see her face. We don't even know who the actress that's playing her. We're going to see her like from far away or, you know, from behind or something like that. And Cynthia says she thinks it's a really good idea because then everybody gets to keep the Dorothy that we know in our minds. I kind of agree with that, actually.
I mean, if you've never seen Wicked, I won't give any plot spoilers, but the musical kind of follows a similar vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want Dorothy. In your mind. You want Judy Garland in your mind, right? So Ariana Grande's makeup brand, R.E.M. Beauty, has officially unveiled its Wicked makeup line, of course inspired by the movie. It's going to be available starting October 1st, next Wednesday at midnight. And it's got stuff like Glinda and Elphaba themed sets, like makeup sets, a poppy plumping lip gloss, a cherry blossom blush palette with like a matching brush, an Emerald City metallic eyeliner set, like, you know, stuff like that. So the Impractical Jokers just filmed a prank in the area. Sal and Q and Mer were at TCNJ in Ewing. They were posing as nursing students for a new episode that just aired. I've got all the details for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. Who doesn't recognize them, though? Like, would you recognize them if they were in a class of yours in college? You
no.
wouldn't?
No, I'd be like, who are those old guys? But okay. No. I wouldn't recognize him for anything.
That's so funny. So Disney said in a statement that Jimmy Kimmel Live coming back tonight and that the pause, they're calling it a pause, not a suspension, was meant to avoid, quote, further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. Not sure if everyone's going to see it everywhere because Sinclair says they plan to preempt it and replace it with the news because discussions with ABC are ongoing as they evaluate the show's potential return. Do you know more than like 400 stars signed like a letter or like a petition backing him? But I think, I mean, our area, it's going to be on tonight.
Yeah, because we have owned and operated networks here. Yeah. So both New York and Philly are owned by Disney.
So you'll see it tonight. And okay, so today is like the first full day of fall. It arrived yesterday afternoon. If you're posting on social media, I saw some really, you know how I love these cutesy captions, Joe, for your Instagram.
Can we move on? There you go. Oh, that's a scoop.
How about this one? Long sleeves and autumn leaves. Love it. It's not fall without football.
All right, we got to move on.
It's fall coming back to me.
Nobody's listening to
you. I thought you would love that, Celine
Dion.
That's
too punny, even for me.
Can I tell you, I really missed my hoodie and sweats. That's a good one, too. All right, there's the scoop. 0.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Justin Bieber going to be headlining Coachella this year, and we just found out that Haley is the one that kind of pushed him to do that, his wife.
And the initial ticket sales just sold out. I just saw that moments ago, too.
Is that kind of like the unemployed husband? She's like, come on, get off the couch. Do something.
What an easy payday.
Doesn't he get like $10 million?
You made a ton of money. You were two shows.
So, Joe, I'm sitting on the couch last night, and I'm having some taco dip and chips. It wasn't too late. I really don't eat late, but I saw it in the fridge. I'm like, oh, let me just take a little bit of this. John, my husband, looks at me, and he's laughing. He goes, isn't that taco dip you brought to the party over the weekend? And I'm like, yeah, actually it is. And he's like looking at me. He's giving me this look like, are you kidding me? You brought that home from the party? So question. The phones are open. 609-243-9778. If I bring food to a party or if you bring food to a party and it doesn't get eaten, don't you have the right to bring it home? I'm bringing it home. Like, why waste it? And I kind of want my plate back. I feel like sometimes, like, I won't see it for, like, a month because then I got to meet up with my friend or they got to bring it back. And you know what I mean?
You did this all... okay.
When I'm leaving a party, if I see food is not gone, I take it.
On a plate, first off, learn disposable tins and everything to bring all your stuff.
Sometimes I do, but a dip. Sometimes, actually, here's a little life hack for you. Sometimes I'll go to the Dollar Tree, and I'll get like, and they have nice food platters and stuff that's like a one-off, you know what I mean? If I'll bring like, I don't know, potato salad or something, I'll throw it in one of those bowls. Looks like crystal. And then you throw it out.
Chris thinks she's faking it. No, Mama Rose taught me that. But
this was a taco dip that had a lot of layers, so I needed a dish with sides and stuff. So I did use one of my own dishes.
My actual question here isn't when you bring something like that to a party, isn't that kind of like your gift? Like, it's kind of like you don't show up to somebody's house empty-handed, and now Chris is retreating with that same gift.
I don't know if I see it as a gift. I mean, I'm not wrapping it and putting a bow on it.
Empty-handed.
Right.
Even if it's something to be consumed that evening, you're assisting with the party.
I'm telling you.
So you went to a party.
Yeah.
Like an occasion.
Yeah.
Somebody was celebrating something.
Well, no, it was more of just to get together, watch football.
Yeah. So there was things, and the host had to do things to prepare. So you said, here's some dip. I'm going to contribute to the party. And then when the evening was over, maybe you left before everyone, because we have an early job. Maybe you left early. You're like, I'll take this home.
I don't see anything wrong with that. And honestly, because, you know, we host a lot of parties at our house. I'd actually be thankful if you took your stuff back. Then I wouldn't have to be responsible for it anymore.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
In your mind, does the same rule apply to, like, beverages? If you brought are you walking out of a party with your open bottle of wine or your open case of Truly or whatever? Because I'll bring, a case of Truly to a party.
Okay, now, I do have a hot take on this.
Oh, boy.
It depends on what you bring. I am not taking back an open bottle of wine unless, because this happens at my house, Joe, we don't drink wine in my house. So if you bring a bottle of wine to my party, feel free to take it. It's going to go to waste in my house. Seriously, I'm sending it home with you.
Unless the host physically hands me the thing back.
I would be just having a conversation about it. Hey, do you guys drink this? I'll certainly leave it here for you. Or if not, I'll take it home.
I will tell you, there is not a single can of anything in my fridge at my house, because we host a lot of parties at my house. There's not a single can that me or my roommates have bought. It is all leftover party stuff. And everyone knows when they come over, the bins in the fridge are just full of cans that are leftover party stuff. How trashy would you look going into someone's fridge and taking out your, like, you're like, you brought, let's say you brought a 12-pack of Surfsides. You go in there and you're taking out six of them all. There's six left. These are mine.
I love Surfside.
You'll look trashy.
First of all, I'm not doing anything without having a conversation with the host or the hostess. So if they're not going to drink it, I don't see anything wrong with taking it back. I would offer it to them. Please take it back. You guys are going to drink it. We're not. Oh my God. You are being ridiculous.
I'm correct.
No, you are not. Are you allowed to bring back the stuff that you brought? Chris and the crew is 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and Joe. It's 8:19. So Joe just called me trashy.
Proudly.
Because and John, my husband, kind of laughed at me too, actually. I was sitting there having some leftover taco dip that I brought to a friend's house over the weekend. We were watching football. A bunch of us always do that. And he's like, you brought that home? Yes, I brought it home. Nobody was eating it. It's going to go to waste.
Because your husband, John, also said, my wife's a little trashy right now.
Joe sees it, what did you say, as like a gift when you bring food to a party?
You're helping the host.
Okay, and guess what? I also feel like I'm helping the host when I clean up after myself and bring my dish home. Whether it has food in it or not.
One less. It's like, no, because when I host a party, I'm like, oh, now I have like a little treat tonight or something.
So the gift should remain. They can have it as leftover.
Unless they specifically say, Chris, take that home.
Okay.
Unless those words are uttered, you can't.
I'll ask. Hey, do you want me to take
this? No, you can't ask.
What? You're crazy. All right, let's go to the phones. Nikki and Jackson is on the line. Nikki, what do you think? Am I trashy for doing this?
You are not trashy.
Nikki.
If you're bringing it in like a dish that you want back, I usually will say, do you want this dip or whatever, and take my dip if they want to keep it or not. But I, most of the time when I have a party, I'm like, I'm not going to eat it, take it home. Like, I don't want it left over. Drinks are different though. Like if I bring a six pack of something, then I'm leaving it unless they tell me to take it home. But I've been to parties where it's like a bring your own and you have your own little cooler. In that case, I would bring it home.
Oh, you have your own little cooler. That's not a bad idea. Like a BYO.
Yeah, like she has like this big party that people come and go all weekend. So like they do have a joint. She gets like little baby pools, fills it up with ice, and then you can put your stuff there. But if it's something you're drinking only and you have your own little thing, then yes, I would take it home. But as far as food is concerned, most hostesses don't want it all left over.
See? All right, let's go to Jimmy in Plainsboro. Jimmy, what do you think?
I'm totally with Chris on this. As someone who hosts a lot of parties, if you take your dish back, that is a huge help. It's so I don't have to clean it and return it. And I know how it sounds, but it's true. Also, I hate wasting food, so I would probably wrap up whatever it is because I wouldn't want to throw it away. And then it would just annoy me because it's sitting in my fridge and no one's eating it. So please take it back.
No.
Thank you, Jimmy. Now, I'm in the PST app chat right now, and Maine Pittsburgh does bring up a good point. You can't do that if you're leaving early. I totally agree.
You have to leave, like, party.
I would say towards the end, but I totally agree with that. If you're leaving early, you can't yank your dish from the buffet.
Which is what I heard you did on Sunday.
I have heard
that my trashy co-host, Chris Rollins, walked over to the buffet and said, yank, yank.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, and she took something that wasn't hers, I heard, too.
Stop it. Chris and Ben Salem also said, yes, you can bring your own food home. Diane and Hamilton said, I leave my food at the party unless the host asks me if I want to take it back home with me. And those are always conversations I have with my friends.
But
sometimes
you start
the
conversation. That's the difference.
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I don't. If it's my party, I'd be like, okay, do you guys want this? Who wants this?
Sure.
I'll even wrap up my stuff for other people and then take my dish.
Sure, that's fine.
You don't need.
But no, I host enough. I do have enough parties at my house to have an opinion on this. And I'm telling you that you can't approach the conversation of, can I take my food home? They have to say to you, Chris, take your food home.
Whatever.
That's semantic. You're not classy.
It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 8:33. Did you see Jason Kelce on Monday Night Football last night? He wasn't playing or anything like that. Obviously, he doesn't do that anymore. But I was like, what? Is he in a band uniform?
His new retirement gig.
So, yeah, the Ravens were playing the Lions, and Jason was all suited up with the Ravens marching band. And they did, you know, they played the Monday Night Football, you know, the theme or whatever. He was on the baritone sax. Listen to this. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, he's got a company.
Obviously, he's got, you know, the band around him, which made me think, Joe, like, is he really playing? Like, is he really playing? He looked like he was, actually. He was reading the music and stuff.
I believe he was.
Apparently. So I did a little Google search. I'm like, what is going on here? He played in high school. He played throughout high school. Apparently kind of kept up, all, you know, with it afterwards. I was impressed. Were you impressed?
Sure. Nothing he does impresses me in retirement. God, in retirement, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice this time. I'm
not
gonna
get cool. Killed.
But... you and I were remarking, if you watch the video on our Insta story, he must have tried to steal someone else's hat.
I think the hat was too small.
The chin strap
was under his nose. It's like when you see a state cop in Pennsylvania, you're like, doesn't that strap feel
like,
weird?
Jason's a big guy.
Big
so,
head.
Like, I can't imagine that they custom made him a hat for the one. Like, he probably just showed up for the broadcast because he works for ESPN, and they were like, oh, do this.
No, come on. They had to have planned it because he had to fit into a band uniform and stuff.
To something, but they didn't fit the hat to him. They just fit the uniform.
You can go check it out. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So what's the countdown to Wicked for Good? Are we like 50-some days, right? 57, 58, 58. Something like mm-hmm. that, right? So the final trailer is coming out tomorrow. So you got to keep an eye open for that.
I love that this movie, this is what I love about this, is it's like... We're getting excited about a trip. Like, they've announced the trailer release date, and this is the final trailer that we've already seen. I'm all in.
The hype is for real. They make you hype up for it. You know what I mean?
I rarely buy into hype. You know I don't usually. I'm the first. I'm a cynic.
I know. I'm so excited. I don't even know if I'm going to see it.
You haven't even seen the first one.
I didn't even see the first one yet.
You don't even know the actual plot.
I don't care. Am I the only one? I don't think so.
Chris would absolutely eat this up.
I was scared of The Wizard of Oz when I was a kid.
Let's unpack that tomorrow.
FOMO too. So I'm probably not going to miss it. You know what I mean?
I think anyway. Tomorrow will be more time. Maybe we'll unpack
All
that.
All right. I don't think I'm alone in that. So we're hearing that tickets for opening weekend could go on sale like soon for like the major theaters like AMC, Regal.
For apparently this horror movie.
Yeah, it is a horror movie. So Uber and Sephora have partnered up. Starting today, you can get your makeup and other Sephora stuff delivered on Uber Eats. How cool is that? This is the first time like a beauty retailer has been on Uber Eats. Just open the app, you tap the retail or beauty button. You've probably done it before, and then you add your card. Obviously, you know the rest. So this is so cool. So last Friday, Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be and her family at a hotel bar. She was just at a hotel bar, started chatting with some people. And this was out in Iowa. What was she doing in Iowa?
You never know.
So the bride told her, coincidence was, the bride told her, oh my gosh, your song is going to be the song I dance to with my father. It's called First Man for the father-daughter dance. So what does Camila do? She showed up at the wedding the next day and surprised her, the bride, and sung the song live. Isn't that so sweet? I've got the video posted for you so you can see it. It's up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story.
You know, sometimes I say to you, when celebrities' wedding crash, I'm not for it. In this instance, I'm okay with it because she knew there was an in.
Well, and I think a performance is okay. It's like when stars photobomb pictures. It's like, wait, are you doing that for the bride and groom or just for you to be seen?
Yeah, I feel some kind of way for Springsteen doing that. I always say it to you.
And Disney bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live. Tonight, they said in a statement that the pause was meant to avoid, quote, further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It was after Charlie Kirk's death. So not sure, though. I mean, we're going to see it in our area, but not sure if all the affiliates are going to show because Sinclair says that they plan to preempt it for the news because they're still having talks with ABC about whether they're going to bring it back at all.
Now, if you remember, if you align with this, whatever tonight, yeah. If you watch it, if you want to show your support,
this could be the biggest ratings ever.
I would hope so. If you want to show your support, ever. Do it. If not, you can't ask later on why did it happen.
All right, there's the scoop. Thinking about getting a new tattoo, you may want to consider this trendy new place to get it. It's Chris and the crew. Chris and Joe, it's 9:10. So this is becoming bigger and bigger overseas. People are getting tattoos on their teeth. instead of on their skin.
How?
It's not actually tattooed directly on your teeth, because that would harm your teeth, right? So instead, they're doing designs printed on crowns using like 3D technology, and it goes over your real teeth.
This is why, as a society, we can't have nice things, right?
People say that they like them because they can switch them out, right? They're not permanent like skin tattoos are. So you can replace the crown, you know, stuff like that. A lot of people are doing initials, numbers, like their lucky numbers, stuff like that. Or phrases like making money or, you know, stuff to bring them good fortune.
In your mouth?
Some dental clinics are even offering the tooth tattoos now. It's like a free bonus when you get a crown.
I'll have to ask my dentist friend Vin if he's offering these services.
Some dentists, though, are warning against it because, you know, like carving designs into crowns can make them weaker and wear out faster and
maybe
stuff
I'll
like
ask
that.
My friend Vin, though, for some, I could get some filthy things on my teeth now. God. I could get, like, you know, enter here kind of verbiage on there.
Okay. All right.